In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Always, always, and always, on this Sunday, on this particular time of year, the fourth Sunday after the feast day of Easter, the church places before us the image of the Good Shepherd and the sheep, an image central to our very faith. I believe that this image is a miraculous image. There are many ancient images of the church, but they take history and context and explanation to understand them. And naturally, if we live in ancient Palestine in the day of King David or of our Lord, we would have a working knowledge of the relationship between shepherd and sheep. And even for us in New York City, many of us have never seen, much less touched, a sheep. We get the gist because it has eternal qualities to it. The image of sheep and shepherd are the churches are chock full of images. We have some in the back in St. John. Not many in the St. Louis windows, but the oldest adornment in this church is one of the most beautiful in the church, a beautiful statue, and they have a pilgrimage after this Mass today. Do not leave without seeing the carving of the Good Shepherd on the side of the organ toward the mortuary chapel. It's walnut wood. It's carved from the first altar, the first days of this church, made of walnut wood. And it was dedicated January 15, 1858. The picture on the cover doesn't do it justice. And it's precious because it has Jesus and the sheep next to his cheek. And it conveys the intimacy, the preciousness, the tenderness that this image is meant to convey. Our many priests, we're called pastors. The congregation is also called flock. Our bishops carry a crozier, a shepherd's crook, with a pointed end when we have to be prodded, and hooked when we have to be pulled back. And there it is. And if I may, and we affectionately call this Sunday Good Shepherd Sunday, if I may share just a personal memory, I grew up in a little church, St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Moorhead City, North Carolina. And St. Andrew, of course, was the patron saint of the church. It's near the ocean, so a fisherman's theme. But over the high altar was the biggest window of the church. It was the Good Shepherd window. And it depicts, to this day, our Lord with a sheep around his neck. His right hand holding the front legs, the left hand holding the rear legs in protection and tenderness and love. Now, I was musing upon that all week as I was thinking about the Sunday. I thought, you know, from age 8, 12, 15, 20, consciously and in other ways, that image formed me. My mind must have wandered from time to time, even without knowing it, saying, what does that have to do with me? And church was the happiest place in my childhood. I remember the church was a church as it should be. Priest was loving, and he all the boys ate. And I had a job, I had employment. Every Sunday I had to help Mr. Stone in his late 90s down the steps of the coffee hour. I felt needed, and I had a place. The church is one of the few assemblies left in the world that doesn't segregate its people and generations. Sometimes your first adult friendship takes place of child in the church. And central to my experience of church was that image of the Good Shepherd. The death and resurrection of Jesus proves him to be indeed the Good Shepherd. And the death of Jesus, as we so faithful, this congregation was so faithful this past Lent and Holy Week, to come to these commemorations and these liturgies, we contemplated that the shepherd laying down his life for the sheep. On the cross of Christ. Indeed, that's what he did. And in the resurrection, what does he do? Also, the shepherd gathers his people, gathers the flock, and he appointed Peter as his successor. And remember last night, before he left this earth on the ascension, he said to Peter, do you love me? And he said, yes, then feed my sheep. Do you love me? Then yes, then tend my lambs. Do you love me? Yes, then feed my sheep. The job of the church is to feed and nourish the sheep of God. And that the bigness, the realm of the church came home to me this week as I looked at the coverage of Pope Leo XIV. Though we are not Roman Catholics, we share with our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters the view of the church.
The church is more than just an assembly. It's just more than a local locale. It's God's vehicle, it's God's conduit on earth to use. The church is full of flaws. St. Augustine Hippo said, we call the church holy not because the people are holy, but because the pursuit that it undertakes, that pursuit, that hope is holy. Every sin, every impurity, every horror in the world can be found, of course, in the church. The church throughout the centuries has had to, from time to time, kneel and repent. Also, the church has been celebrated the vessel of the most beautiful music ever composed in the world, the most beautiful art ever created, the largest hospitals ever built through offices of Mother Church. And if we are in the church long enough, the church will fail us. And if we're in the church long enough, we will fail the church. But nevertheless, sometimes in spite of itself, it has been the conduit of Christ from this earth. And so here we are, a part of it. And I propose today that the central miracle of the church brings to mind the image of the Good Shepherd. And that miracle is the Holy Eucharist. Every Sunday, you and I come and we go. And we come to receive the Holy Eucharist. Really, what we do is just much like sheep. As we physically make our way to the altar, we flock around the Good Shepherd. The altar represents Christ. That's why we dress it. We adore Him. That's why it's on steps. And we believe that in the Eucharist, Christ did what He did on the cross. He laid down His life for the sheep. And from His own flesh, He gives us His presence. A sister image to the Good Shepherd is the image of the ancient pelican. And here it is. It's beautiful. Make sure you see this. You have a lot to do before you go home today. This pelican. And the mother pelican feeding, and the legend was that she could not have food enough to secure for her young. She would take her own flesh to feed her young. And what we believe as we receive the Holy Communion, our Lord, the Good Shepherd, gives from His own presence food for us, and very flesh to nourish us. And we leave sheep that are nourished, sheep that are fed. And my brothers and sisters, I have this to say. The world needs shepherds. As we leave from the Holy Communion each and every Sunday, we are to be shepherds. They're not just to be ordained. Every Baptist Christian, every Christian who receives the Holy Communion, we are shepherds in the world. And of all the times the world now becoming more and more harsh and curt and rude and selfish, totalitarian governments on the rise, with the worship of might is right. We need more and more shepherds of icons of tenderness, of care, of self-sacrifice, of love, those who see, those who imitate Jesus Christ in this world. And it seems so daunting that we want to place our hands in the sand. We simply must remind ourselves before we're ever going to be successful as Christians, we're called, no, to be faithful. If we are faithful, God will work His purpose out in us. So let us today, as we take the image, the story of the Good Shepherd, and maybe hold it close to our souls, our behaviors, our pocketbooks, to everything that we are. Because it tells us, it truly tells us who we are as Christians. And it tells us who the Holy Church is. Amen.